Continuing in the melachos that are asar on Shabbos. So, like we said yesterday, the kitzur goes through it very briefly. But there's a lot we have to, I mean, I guess it's my responsibility to discuss more in depth what the kitzur is talking about. So, tes, asar lirdos dvash mechove bekaveres. So, if you have honey on a honeycomb, so you're not allowed to take the honey off of it that's attached to the honeycomb. You can't even take the honeycomb and grind it up, even if it was already detached from the tree. And if you didn't crush it up before Shabbos, then the honey that flows out of it by itself on Shabbos is also. The honey that flows with the in the kaveres itself, meaning by itself, that is mutter. Because we're going to see that there's a concept of, depending on what types of fruits, but even the liquid comes out by itself, it's not allowed. You wouldn't be allowed to use it. But here he's saying that the honey that comes out of the kaveres itself is allowed. Meaning, but that's as long as the honeycomb is chopped up. Okay, that part is not so negatos. You would perish in this possible makam echad rabbis. Let's say you have fruit that got spread out all over the house, or in the yard, you can gather them. Because spread out is not the right word. It spilled, but in one place, meaning it's not all over the place. Then it's mutter to gather them. Aval im nispazru, but if it's spread out, achas heina v'achas heina, one over here, one over there. The ika tircha lekaptam, it's a big tircha to gather all of them. Then also lekaptam l'say chasal yinala to gather them into a basket. Ela melaket v'aychal. You could take one at a time and eat it. So basically, if you take the kitzur Shulchan Aruch at face value, it's the, if you have grapes, let's say that slipped off your table and fell all over the place, you are not allowed to gather them and put them into a basket. You'd have to eat one at a time. But there are many that disagree with this and say inside a house, it's not a problem. It's really only outside the house. And kicking them together with your feet until they're in one pile, and then picking them up is also allowed. And the reason for this iser is some say it's because of tircha. It's just a big tircha to do that. And you're not supposed to do tircha on Shabbos. And some say it's because of ma'amer, because you're piling up. That's what they did with their grains. They piled them up. Okay, that's an interesting chumra from the kitzur. Yud alef kidney is a kadaima. There's also big chumrah. If you have kidneys, beans, and similar things, shem beklipason, and they have a klipa, they have a peel on them. Shekairin, shutin, zema klipas adayin leichos. If the klipas are still wet, uriyin gamkin lachilin, they're edible. Mutulipason ulkachs menas the kidneys. You could open them up and take out the kidneys. Tavi kemafrid oichel me oichel. It's like separating food from food. But if the klipas are dried up, and you can no longer eat them, then also lakachas menas the kidneys, you cannot take the beans out of the pods. Right? And that's because of dosh. You can't take the peanuts outside of the green or yellow shell. And same thing with sesame. From the shells. So now, according to this, you cannot eat. Seemingly, you cannot take your peanuts. You can't take peanuts and shell them, right? Because that's like dosh. And the question is, what about sunflower seeds? So the answer to all this is that if it's done derech achilin, this is the normal way to eat it, so then it's okay. But if it's not derech achila, then it's not okay. That's basically the heter. But there are machmirim who say you shouldn't do these things. I don't know if this machmirim on seeds, but certainly on peanuts. Sorry. Yud beis also lischot peiros l'sarach mashkin. You are not allowed to squeeze fruit for liquid. This is basically like taking a lemon and squeezing it out. V'lchein also lischot limonim. You're not allowed to squeeze out lemons. L'soich hamayim lasis mashka shakarin limonada lemonade. V'afilu limtzot pri bepiv. Even if to squeeze out a fruit in your mouth, yesh oisim those are aser. Even though it seems like most paiskim hold it as mutter. By grapes, at the minimum, don't put them in your mouth and squeeze out the grapes and then spit out the skin. But if you don't need the liquid that comes out of there, then you are allowed to squeeze them. Meaning the whole issur is because you want the liquid. Right? That's why you could squeeze out lettuce, kishuim, melafafonim. Shamayim hochen li'ibud, meaning if you don't want them to be too moist, so you squeeze them out. Fine, you'd give them a leisa kalach. This is probably the most common shayla that gets asked on a Friday afternoon. Is this following shayla? Leisa kalach isha chola midadel l'saych hakois. A woman is not allowed to squeeze out her breasts in order to get the milk to put into a kois, or to a pot or a pan. The Sainik Espana, and to give to her son to or child to nurse. Oh, meaning to give it to them instead of nursing. That she's trying to get the baby to latch on. Then she's allowed to squeeze her breast a little bit so the baby feels the milk. And then the baby will drink. So, and this comes up with a lot with the women that are pumping. And they want to know if they're allowed to pump and keep the milk. So they're not allowed. She's not allowed to squeeze out the breast milk onto anything for refuah, unless it's a sakana, or unless it's a big tsar. So the way to do this is to, if the woman needs to pump, either because the baby's not taking it from her, it's only taking from a bottle. So that's a big problem. She has to pump during the week and use that milk on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, she can pump, but she has to put soap into the bottle. Like this. It's Hailuch Le'ibud, like the Kitzur just said before. When it's Hailuch Le'ibud, you're not doing any sort of malacha. If they want to keep the milk, so then they have to do it in very small amounts, and it's only if necessary. So, but whatever, very complicated. And this, and electric pumps. Problem is that our electric pumps don't really work with Shabbos clocks anymore. So there's something on Amazon that's called a switchbot that makes it, it does make it work. All sorts of stuff. Okay, Yudal, Mutalit and Shuman Karush, Amaychol Cham, Avo Pishu Nimayach. You're allowed to put congealed fats on hot food, even though it's going to melt. We saw this yesterday. The Welt, the world is much stricter than they have to be on these dinim. Fine. Hashelik v'abarad ein meraskan ha'sam b'yadayim. You're not allowed to take snow or ice and squeeze it with your hands down. L'shavim l'chatichas g'day sh'yazuvo m'meim, so that the water will flow. Havanazinu l'seich ha'kais shal yayin, but you're allowed to put into a cup of wine or mayim or water g'day l'tzanon to make it cool off. And they melt by themselves. Fine. You have to be careful in the winter to use water that has snow in it or ice. And if you do, and you have snow in between your fingers, don't crush it. It shouldn't be crushed. You want to let it break ice to take the water that's under it, right? Because the water, the ice gets frozen on the top, and under is liquid. To urinate into snow, it's better not to if you can. You shouldn't urinate on top of any dirt, or too small, or too loose dirt. Now, to make ice on Shabbos is a big machloek. It's a poskim whether you can make ice. Is ice considered a new entity or not? Lemaisa, you should try not to, but if it's necessary, then there's plenty of what to rely on. Now this gets into Boirer, which is the most complicated of Shabbos Shailas. So Eichel HaMa'ariv and Psoilus. Food that's mixed in with Psoilus, with junk. You're allowed to take the Eichel out of the Psoilus. But you can't take the Psoilus from the Eichel. Hagamas Eichel also liver, they kli. And you can't do boira with a kli, aladafka biyad, you have to use your hand. But as we know, a fork and a knife is considered an extension of the hand. Fadafka mashu tzarech lechol miyad, and only what he needs to eat right away. Meaning, those are the three rules of boira. You have to do good from bad. It can't be with a utensil, and it has to be for immediate use. Vafilu b'macholim, shoraitzim liver mashu yachol ato mashu yashiru. Even if you want to separate food that you want to eat now and some later, you still have to take what you want now is considered the good. What you want later is considered the bad. And don't take out the food. Don't separate the food that you want to leave for later. Because what you want to eat now is considered eichel. And what you want to leave for later is considered psilus. Even to peel garlic or onions, and to leave them, it's also because of bayir venim what to look like, and it's not mutter to peel. You can only peel for what you need immediately. So if you're peeling oranges in the morning to use in Shabbos afternoon, it's not allowed. But and the outer peel around the garlic. Similar to what we said before, that's considered like a told of dash because you're removing the chaff from the good parts. Is a brera, even something that's not a barachila, shayach brera. Going by kelim and with utensils. The mashu writes l'shtamish by ata avikamay eichel. The utensils I want to use now as food. Vashara avikamay psalus. It's like psalus. So for example, you want to prepare your clothing at night, Friday night for Shabbos day, and you want to take out the pair of socks that you want from amongst the other socks. That's considered boira, and you're not allowed to do it, even though you're taking the good from the bad, because it's. It's not for immediate use. So then that's a problem. That would be just one example. Setting the table could also be an example. If you have a whole pile of forks and knives and spoons, then it would be butter. So got to be careful with all these things. It's the number one issue on Shabbos that people have a hard time with. Okay, I'm sorry for my voice. I appreciate you listening and have a fine night.
Oh,